Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, to talk about the agony of Kerry people forced to live outside of the kingdom, what your coat might say about you at Christmas and why they shoot old people in Port Magee at New Year. Is that for real? I'm joined from our Cork studio live by comedian. He's also a drama teacher, but more importantly, he has the awesome responsibility of being a Kerry man, Bernard Casey. Good morning.
Good morning, Oliver. Thank you very much for having me on.
Even quoting John B. Keane as I welcome you. That's
great. And even shooting old people in Port Magee, that's definitely the best introduction.
I am coming to that in a minute for sure. Are you offended by the fact that I'm surrounding you with clouds of Kerry and just saying Kerry over and over again?
Oh, don't worry. It's on the horizon. We're at the Friday before Christmas. We're nearly at the break. South Link is going to be packed now later on with people escaping the city on the way to the over the county bounds by Ballyvonda.
You're based, all your comedy now comes out of Cork. It's Ballincollig, is it?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, I've been living in Ballincollig for like nearly 7 years now. So.
Oh yeah, good while. So that's Kerry direction out of Cork City.
As they say, they call it the right side of the link, is what Kerry people call it. Because I know people who live in Douglas and they live in Carrick. I know a few people who live in Carrigaline and even in East Cork as well. They're like, God, you'll be all day getting through the tunnel and before the link and everything. Ballincollig, huh? You have it sorted. You're the right side of the link. Straight on it and straight out.
Can they tell in Cork City and Ballincollig that you're definitely from Kerry?
Oh, you can, even without the voice. Like, there's a lot of people from Kerry in Ballincollig, and even without the voice, I think you can tell. Like, we're always the people who kind of take a, you know, we might take a quick glance in the window if the curtains are half open just to see the new couch. Like, you know?
There's a little bit of a Kerry thing.
There's a little bit of it. We'll follow up with another question. You know, you were away for how long?
You're out of Kerry, and your other half is a Kerry woman as well.
She is, yeah, Laura from Carrigaline. So she's only 15 minutes over the road from me. So, but we both ended up in Cork. I suppose 2018 we decided to settle here. We both went to college here and did all the third level education stuff here. So, but just settling here really was the. As you can understand, if you're a comedian and you're on the road doing a show in Naas or Galway or something, doing that from Port Magee in South Kerry, you're adding an extra 2 hours to the journey before the journey starts. So it was a strategic logistical move.
So Port Magee was home, but you went to school in Carrigaline.
Yeah, school in Cloughton and Shkilliga. So it's the Cloughskilliga is kind of probably one of the more unique schools in where it serves such a massive area.
Oh yeah.
Like it serves, I think it's like a 30 or 40 kilometre radius of the entire area. So from Kells, just outside Glenbey, all the way down to Castle Cove on the border of Sneem. So you'd have all that area, everyone from that pocket would go to school in Carrigaline, in Cloughton and Shkilliga.
And Carrigaline, were you regarded as a pure culture in that town, or
me? I'd say I probably wasn't. No, there was different grades, as you can understand.
Yeah, social stratus.
Different grades of accent, even. Yeah, yeah. No, I guess we're from the fishing background. We wouldn't have been from the farming background at all.
Oh, I see.
We'd have been out in the sea, like there's a. Maybe there's a touch of a different accent. I'm not even sure. Like
I forget about the kind of there's a kind of a seafaring culture.
It's different. Yeah, yeah. It's more rugged, more natural. It's kind of the one you'd see in an American movie, that type of thing.
Yeah,
you were. It was so wild. His beard was wild, and his eyes were red.
You've got poetry and paintings to make it much more attractive. So, Carrigaline, the first thing we thought was, oh, I wonder, does he know Donny O'Sullivan?
When you said earlier, he was like, well, by any chance, would you know? I was like, oh, yeah, I would. Absolutely, sure. Yeah, Donny would have been a year behind me in school. And when he was going over to New York to do, I think he was kind of doing 6 weeks of training over there at the time. This was 10 years ago. I was moving to Dublin. He was kind of in the process of moving to New York. And I rented his room off him in Dublin. So I kept his room for him for 6 or 8 weeks before he came back. So, yeah, that's the even in the like in 50 years time, if the American president is, you know, grew up in Ireland for a spell, like that will be someone going, oh, yeah, I remember him. All right. I used to sell the club lotto with him on Sunday. He's the president. No, he is.
I rented his flat out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Donny O'Sullivan of CNN, but he mentions Carrigaline wherever, every opportunity.
Oh, it's kind of a given, really, particularly from people from the south of the county. You'll throw in the reference of the town
Is that part of the as John B. King put it, the awesome responsibility of being a Kerry man?
It is, yeah. It's a kind of cute hoorism too as well, isn't it? It's kind of do you know, there's a great spot for that now. You know, and you'd say the name of your town and subliminal messaging. It's kind of subliminal. It's tourism built into us, really, like, you know.
I just realised Micheál Lehane, the political correspondent here in RT, he's a Carrasavine man.
Correct,
as well.
Yeah, he is, yeah. Micheál Lehane is another good man for the South Kerry references as well, you know. It's great. Any time Micheál Lehane was on the news doing, it was particularly when he started out, he's doing it a long time now, Micheál. Yeah. But he started very, very young on the news. And people would straight away, they would go, "Do you see him? Yeah. He's from South Kerry, that lad. He's from Castleveen." Every time. And Gerry Murphy, the weatherman as well. You know, Gerry Murphy, he spent time working in the observatory, the Valencia Observatory, the weather station. And I think he played for the Marys for a while in Castleveen. So they were like, "Do you see him? He lived in South Kerry for a while as well. He was in Castleveen, in the Valencia Observatory."
Every single time.
Every time. He's on the... He'd be on the TV every day.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Come here, you have two kids, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Yourself and Laura.
Yeah, Rosie and Liam. So Rosie is 6 and Liam is 3 and all set for Santa.
So you have two Cork children.
When you put it that way, yes. I do have to kind of come to terms with that, really. A lot of the children now, they're not from Cork anymore. They're from Cork.
Cork.
Cork. Yeah,
from YouTube.
You see a lot of it. Yeah, and a lot of it. They're not looking forward to Santa at all. They're looking forward to Siena.
Oh, right.
You
know? You're getting worried about it.
You're going to be getting worried about that now.
The accents, yeah. There's going to be a battle for accents.
It is, yeah. But the school holidays are today, so they're finishing up at that's a great thing with primary school. They finish up at 12 o'clock on the day of the Christmas holidays. So the excitement is massive at the moment.
They're going to be really excited. But you're going to go Kerry bound.
Absolutely. We're going to make our way down for Christmas and the New Year's. And that's going to be fantastic. You know, anytime you get home, the big thing of getting home is, look, you have your Christmas Eve, we'll spend with Laura's family, and Christmas Day and whatever. And Stephen's Day is the day I want. That's the day where it's just literally you go back to your bar with your best clothes, your best coat, you know, and you're talking to people, and you can kind of tell from our coats how well we're doing, you know.
Oh, it's all a coat kind of.
It's a coat culture, really, as such, you know. If it's a straight laced one, like, you know yourself, it's like, oh, he's actually doing very well for himself now, that lad. But what I think with Stephen's night as well, it's like you could actually rename it the Where Are You Now Festival. You know,
it's okay,
because that's what it is. There's two key periods in the two key dates in any calendar in rural Ireland, and that's one is the August bank holiday weekend, and the other is Stephen's night. That is a big one, because it's literally anyone who's living away comes home.
That's right,
and they're going, where are you now? Like, oh, that, and how long are you there? Oh, very good, yeah. And when are you heading away? And that's it. Move on then.
When are you leaving again?
when did you land, and when are you heading away? They're the most important questions over the Christmas
period. Annual catch-up is then entirely complete.
Absolutely, yeah.
Come here, I know one of the big bugbears you have are, you're in Dublin quite a bit, because your comedy brings you up here a fair bit. People are asking where in Kerry you're from.
Yes, that can be a challenge. Because particularly people from Dublin, Cork, you know, in the cities in Ireland, they like to go on holidays to Kerry quite a lot, and a lot of people think they know where you're from, you know. And I would say, oh, where are you from? Oh, Port McGee. Oh, yeah, Port McGee, yeah. Is that near Tralee? No, it's about an hour from there. Oh, you're down by Killarney? It's about an hour from Killarney. Oh, Kenmare, you're down there. Kenmare, is it? No, it's actually an hour from Kenmare. Oh, Dingle, West Kerry, is it? We're actually 2 hours from Dingle, would you believe it? So, it's an awful struggle. Sometimes Valencia or your neighbours generally put us on the map, and the Skelligs, of course, as well, is always a great reference.
It's Port McGee is the place you go to, isn't it?
If you're going getting the boat from anywhere to go to the Skelligs, you'd go to Port McGee for it. So,
how do people feel in Port McGee about do they sort of leave the Skelligs well alone, or are they happy enough out? Letting the odd boat off.
About going out there, is it?
Yeah, is there a protection over it?
Oh, well, definitely the Skelligs is definitely the backbone of the economy and below, you know.
That's true.
And, you know, obviously landing on it is the thing that's probably in time going to always have a bit of a restriction on it. But going around it, you know, touring, going right up to the island and touring it, thankfully there's, you know, there's no restriction to that. You can go out as many times. But landing would be once a day. And I worked in the shop for years in Port Magee, and it's, you see that the backpacking tourists, you know, it's you'd swear they were going up up Kilimanjaro, a lot of them, like, you know, they with the backpacks and the shoes and all that, and they're coming into the shop in the morning. They're like, "We need to get our boat is leaving." I'm like, "Don't worry, I could literally shout back the village and say, there's two more here, you know, just hang on a second."
So and people are enthralled though, aren't they? They're really mystified.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I like Star Wars definitely brought it to a new level, you know, because it was always popular. I would say that. But Star Wars, well, I think Star Wars did it, extended the season, the popularity of it by a month either end, like maybe a month at the beginning and a month at the end. And like a lot of people say, why did they choose Port Magee as the base really for Star Wars? You're like, well, I suppose first of all, it's the only place where Chewbacca was actually understood.
You know? Okay, very good.
He used to come in.
Yeah, he could have been elected if he hung around.
Yeah, he could have. Yeah, he wasn't even the hairiest person in the region. Like, so.
Very good. As a Kerry man lost in Cork, there's a couple of phrases that sort of have you stumped.
Yes, yes, it is. I used to teach up here before doing drama workshops. I was in a primary school out in Dripsy, where Colm O'Regan comes from, actually.
It's a great name for a place as well.
It is, isn't it? Dripsy. Oh, yeah, yeah. It is. It's such an unusual one. But I was out there for a while, and I remember going into the staff room one morning, and a teacher goes, "You got a bazaar?" And I was like, "Oh, uh-huh." Or whatever. And then I went into the classroom and the students were like, "Oh, you got a buzzer, sir. Fair play. Nice buzzer." I'm like, "What's he talking? What are they talking about?" Like, not a notion. It was a haircut. I got a haircut.
Never heard that phrase in my life.
Yeah, you got your Christmas buzzer. Never in my life. Yeah, that's a massive one here in Cork is the buzzer. And I suppose there's Bjor and Fien and all that sort of stuff as well.
Nice words. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. All right, Bjor, all the Fien.
This was your primary school teaching days, or was it secondary school?
Primary.
Primary.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So back in the day. But I with comedy, you guessed doing that during the day, and then doing comedy at night was pretty tricky. So I managed I did all the acting courses and did quite a lot of you know, drama workshops and improv and things like that. So I developed my own one for secondary schools for 4 years, because when I was 16, we got introduced to it. And I think it's kind of the perfect time to really be introduced to a world like that. You know, you're seeing exactly how to come up with ideas and the energy it creates and everything. So now, rather than doing the primary teaching, I go to secondary schools doing drama workshops. And
that's a great idea. So you keep your teaching love alive.
You do,
as a drama
teacher. You do. And it kind of helps, like, definitely having the primary degree or the master's we got, it definitely gave help, because you understand the structure and you understand language and you understand how to, you know, the results at the end of it and all the different, you know, holding people's attention at the start and how to, like lesson plans are like that really. There's like, okay, you have to show them something at the start and hold their attention, and then where do you go from there? And how do you finish it?
And so you do that from school to school, is it?
School to school, yeah, all around the place. So it's, I go from anywhere from South Kerry to North Kerry, way up to Sligo and Enniscrone, or Bettystown and Meath, Eden, Derry and Offaly. They're the places I've been going for the last 2 years. And
you can add it in with your tour.
But you can add it into the tour as well.
There's a message here, Bernard.
A bit of cute tourism. I'll do your bar. Have you a number for the school?
There's a message here that says, "I'm from Kerry, living in Ballincollig for years. I chose to live in Ballincollig because it's up the road to Kerry. Bernard Casey is a superb comedian, a strange mix of Shanachie as well. He has the magic and romanticism of Kerry in him." Brendan Kennelly once said that Kerry is another country, and that's Happy Christmas for Mary. And you have kept the Shanachie thing going. She's spot on there. And you're a young fella still, Bernard.
Yeah, I'm 34, so I'm not too...
That's young,
despite
your high pitch reaction.
Even, sure, when I was 24, I nearly had a panic. I was like, "Jeez, I'm 24 now, I want to get myself together." That's because everybody already... That's because, like, our parents' generation, they're like, "When I was 24, I'd built my own house and I had my own family." You know,
but you're kind of doing it like old fashioned, aren't you? 34, two kids, one at 6 years of age. So that's kind of like the tradition.
Oh, yeah, we're keeping that alive. Yeah.
Great to hear. Mary as well says, "Great to hear the Kerry lad on. Get a bit of a focus on Ballincollig and Cathair Savine." I did not know Ballincollig was such a Kerry embassy, actually, in Cork.
So, well, Cork in general is really like a lot of the city, you know, just kind of. Yeah, there's between pharmaceuticals and computing and everything. There's only an hour from Clanley.
We holidayed in Port Magee in July 2023. Amazing place, fab things to do, amazing food and people. And someone says, oh my God, Bernard is getting a Cork accent. That's an accusation. And,
that's an accusation. I said, totally refute. I refute that.
Bernard, tell us where you're going to be performing.
I am doing, I start my tour, my live tour, Cue Tourism, starting on February 1st in the Rosie and Dove in Galway. I'm going to Scraggs Alley in Carlow. I have TF in Castlebar, the INEC, yeah, Killarney, Letterkenny, Dolans, Bray, Nace, the whole Clannachilty, and a big one in London, which I'm looking forward to.
Oh, lovely.
On the 3rd of April, I think it's a Thursday, it's in the London Irish Centre, so I'm looking forward to that.
That's brilliant. A mix of Shanachy and Kerryisms and whatnot in between.
Exactly.
It's gonna be a great bit of crack. BernardCasey.com for more details. Listen, I wish a happy Christmas to you and Laura and all the wee kids.
Thank you very much. And you should make your way down to Port McGee for the New Year's Eve for the festival.
I'd love it. I'd absolutely love it.
Absolutely, yeah. It was the top 10 places to go.
We nearly forgot to mention it. Can you give me a 30 seconds?
I can. So it's a rare tradition where an old man marches up the pier dressed in old gear. He is shot at midnight. And then the 12:01
fake shot, we should say, in the dramatisation.
We will clarify after this phone call. And then after, at 12:01, a new man appears, and it's always somebody different every year, jumps out onto the street. He's young, he's fresh, he's vibrant. The new year is in, so it's out with the old, in with the new. He's marching up and down the street. There's close to 1,000 people on the street from all over Europe, America, etc. to see this rare tradition.
This is a real thing.
It's over 200 odd years old, so it's a fantastic thing. Just a quick Google Port McGee New Year's Eve and you'll
he's selling everything to us now.
Typical
Kerry. Happy Christmas, Bernard.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Slán.